White House backing unlocks wave for psychedelic drug makers. President Donald Trump signed an executive order in April 2026 directing the federal government to expand access to psychedelic drug treatments, the most direct White House endorsement of the sector in U.S. history and a signal that the regulatory risk premium embedded in psychedelic biotech valuations deserves a second look. The order, signed in late April 2026, targets conditions including addiction, depression, and PTSD, ailments that have resisted conventional pharmacology for decades and that collectively impose costs on the U.S. healthcare system that run into the hundreds of billions annually. The White House signing drew an unusual participant, podcaster Joe Rogan, who stated he had messaged the president about research on ibogaine, a psychedelic compound derived from the iboga plant native to Central Africa. Ibogaine has attracted serious scientific attention for its apparent ability to interrupt opioid and stimulant dependence, and Rogan's direct channel to the Oval Office illustrates how quickly cultural legitimacy for these compounds has shifted. Stat Washington correspondent Daniel Payne, speaking with Stat host Alex Hogan on the Status Report video series published April 24, 2026, provided context on what the executive order does and does not accomplish. The order represents a directional push rather than an automatic regulatory clearance. It does not create an FDA approval pathway on its own, nor does it compel the Drug Enforcement Administration to reschedule any substance. What it does is generate political momentum and, critically for investors, reduce the probability of an abrupt federal reversal of the research programs that companies in this space have spent years building. The broader significance extends past any single compound. For institutional capital that has watched psychedelic biotech trade at persistent discounts to conventional CNS names due to scheduling risk, the executive order represents a structural de-risking event. The question is no longer whether Washington will tolerate this sector. The question is how fast Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the FDA can build reimbursement infrastructure around it. Ibogaine becomes the focal point of the policy debate. Ibogaine is the compound that pulled Joe Rogan into the orbit of federal drug policy. Rogan's public conversations with veterans and athletes about the compound's effects on trauma and addiction had already seeded the cultural groundwork. His reported direct message to President Trump translated that cultural capital into executive action, a pathway from podcast to presidential pen that no lobbyist designed but that every company in the ibogaine development space will benefit from. The compound presents a clinical profile that is both compelling and commercially complex. Its mechanism differs substantially from classic serotonergic psychedelics like psilocybin or LSD. Ibogaine acts on multiple receptor systems simultaneously, which researchers believe accounts for its reported efficacy against opioid use disorder, a market where the existing standard of care, primarily methadone and buprenorphine, carry substantial adherence and stigma challenges. The clinical challenge is ibogaine's cardiac risk profile, which has historically required administration in controlled medical settings, a feature that complicates outpatient commercialization but also creates natural barriers to entry for any company that clears regulatory hurdles. PTSD and treatment-resistant depression are the other targets named in the policy context. MDMA-assisted therapy for PTSD had previously moved through FDA review, and psilocybin has received breakthrough therapy designation for major depressive disorder. The executive order does not change the status of those specific development programs, but it does alter the political environment in which FDA reviewers operate and in which Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services coverage decisions eventually get made. The rapid pathway, reimbursement infrastructure catches up a parallel regulatory development published one day before the psychedelics executive order provides critical infrastructure context for any investor building a position in this space. On April 23, 2026, the FDA and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services jointly proposed a new coverage pathway called RAPID, which stands for Regulatory Alignment for Predictable and Immediate Device Coverage. RAPID is designed to synchronize FDA premarket review with Medicare's separate determination of whether paying for a technology is reasonable and necessary. The stated goal is to allow Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to make coverage decisions shortly after FDA authorization rather than the multi-year lag that has historically separated approval from reimbursement. The program is limited to devices that have received FDA breakthrough device designation, and it does not deliver the automatic reimbursement that the device industry has lobbied for. Terms of specific coverage timelines and payment rates were not disclosed in the proposal. The direct connection to psychedelics is indirect but material. The technology and reimbursement architecture being built under RAPID will shape the coverage environment for any psychedelic therapy that eventually requires supervised delivery platforms, monitoring devices, or digital therapeutic adjuncts. Investors in psychedelic delivery infrastructure, not just the molecules themselves, are watching this pathway. Plaquemine structural observation, The combination of a White House executive order legitimizing psychedelic therapeutics and a Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services/FDA joint proposal to accelerate breakthrough coverage decisions in the same 48-hour window is not coincidence. It reflects a coordinated regulatory posture toward innovation access that has direct implications for CNS-focused biotech valuations. The CNS market context, why institutional capital ignored this sector, the treatment gaps that the Trump executive order targets are quantifiable and large. Depression affects an estimated 280 million people globally, according to the World Health Organization. Treatment-resistant forms, defined as failure to respond to at least two adequate medication trials, account for roughly 30% of that population by common clinical definitions. PTSD affects an estimated 12 million adults in the United States in any given year, with veteran populations carrying disproportionate burden. Opioid use disorder contributed to more than 80,000 overdose deaths in the United States in recent years, a figure that existing treatments have not moved materially downward. The pharmaceutical industry has largely failed these patient populations with conventional approaches. SSRIs and SNRIs, the backbone of depression treatment since the 1990s, carry remission rates well below 50% in real-world settings. The VA system has become one of the largest de facto research environments for alternative treatments precisely because conventional pharmacology has not delivered. That clinical failure is the commercial opportunity. Institutional capital stayed out of this sector for three reasons: Schedule I status under the Controlled Substances Act, uncertainty about FDA review standards for therapies that require supervised sessions rather than pills, and reimbursement ambiguity. The executive order addresses the political dimension of the first risk. Breakthrough therapy designations in the pipeline address the second. RAPID addresses the third, at least for device-adjacent delivery systems. What the executive order does not do, reading the fine print stats, Daniel Payne made a distinction that investors should internalize. The executive order signals presidential intent and directs agencies to increase access, but it does not reschedule any substance, it does not mandate FDA approval timelines, and it does not create new funding streams for clinical trials. Companies still face the full cost and duration of Phase 2 and Phase 3 clinical development. The order reduces political tail risk. It does not compress clinical timelines. The DEA remains the scheduling authority. FDA remains the approval authority. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services remains the coverage authority. What changes is the political environment in which all three agencies operate. In practical terms, that means a lower probability that a promising trial result gets buried by an agency unwilling to move forward, and a higher probability that congressional appropriators fund NIH and VA research programs in this space. The ibogaine-specific dynamic is worth noting. Ibogaine remains Schedule I. The executive order does not change that. But it names the compound by cultural association, through the Rogan connection, in a way that signals the administration will not obstruct research pathways. Source, compiled from public FDA records and Stat News reporting. Table reflects status as reported, individual program timelines vary. The Plaquemine view the market is pricing this executive order as a sentiment event. It is actually a structural inflection point, and the second order effects are larger than the first order read suggests. Here is the thesis: the Trump administration has now created a political environment in which the FDA cannot afford to be seen as obstructing access to treatments that the White House has publicly endorsed. That asymmetry changes the internal calculus at FDA's CTR. Reviewers who might have previously sought additional data cycles on psychedelic NDA submissions now face political exposure for delay as well as approval. That is not regulatory capture. It is political economy. The effect is real regardless of the mechanism. The ibogaine angle is particularly interesting from a private equity perspective. The compound is not owned by a major pharmaceutical company. The intellectual property landscape is fragmented among smaller biotechs, academic institutions, and early-stage startups. A presidential endorsement by cultural association, even without formal regulatory change, will drive capital into this specific compound at a moment when asset prices have not yet reflected the policy shift. Sponsors with dry powder in healthcare-focused funds should be mapping the ibogaine competitive landscape today. The RAPID pathway adds a layer that most psychedelic analysts are not connecting to this story. Psychedelic-assisted therapy is not just a drug. It is a treatment system that includes monitoring, setting, and potentially wearable or digital adjuncts. The companies that build the delivery infrastructure around these molecules may prove more durable investments than the molecular IP holders. The RAPID pathway, designed for devices, will eventually cover the technology layer of psychedelic treatment delivery. That is where margin lies. The comparable that comes to mind is the early commercial trajectory of buprenorphine in the mid-2000s. a clinically validated compound with a complex regulatory and cultural history, achieved mainstream adoption only after a combination of political will, prescriber education, and reimbursement clarity aligned. The psychedelic sector is at an earlier stage, but the alignment of those three vectors is now visibly in motion. The bottom line: Trump's psychedelics executive order is the most significant political de-risking event in the sector's commercial history. It does not guarantee approval of any compound, and it does not automatically open Medicare reimbursement. What it does is alter the cost-benefit calculus for institutional capital that has treated Schedule I status as a binary barrier. The combination of White House endorsement, active clinical development pipelines across psilocybin, ibogaine, and MDMA, and the emerging rapid coverage infrastructure from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and FDA creates conditions where the first company to secure an FDA approval in a major psychedelic indication will enter a market with political support, a reimbursement pathway under construction, and decades of unmet clinical need behind it. Position sizing decisions made in the next 12 months, before that first approval lands, will look very different in retrospect. The sector is no longer a bet on scientific legitimacy. It is a bet on execution speed.